Today we're going to talk about assessments, but not property assessments. We're going to talk about a downtown assessment that's going to be held. We're talking about the effort of the Downtown Boone Committee, who's headed up by Kelly Molitor. I guess you're the head of that committee?
I am. Good morning, Jim.
I'll have you pull that a little bit closer so everybody can hear you. Joined by Dee McKnight, who's been on this committee with you as well. Dee,
yes.
Thanks for
Hello.
Coming. Susan Schaefer, also a member of this.
Good morning, Jim.
And we're here to talk about what's coming up. A year ago, a lot of people in Boone got excited, really went after putting together an application for Main Street to become a Main Street community in Iowa. They do it every other year, select two communities. So you had put together what you thought was a pretty good presentation, and it did. I mean, there was a lot of excitement about it, but you were not successful in it. So you come back, and now we're taking a look at how do we improve that? I guess that's where we're at right now. So what has happened so far with your Downtown Boone Committee? Because recently, and what was it, end of March?
End
of February. You had a gathering. You had a lot of people come in and get ready for this. We've known this assessment's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
This assessment time, it was already pre-scheduled for the latter part of April.
Yes.
So that's this week. But one of the first things you did was build interest, I guess. You had this effort back in the latter part of February. What happened with that?
We had a lot of community members come, and we also had a lot of current Main Street executive directors come and really talk to us about the process, what Main Street has done for their communities, what they've been able to build, what they've been able to achieve, and to really kind of give us some insights as a Main Street Iowa community, what Boone could look like, what the possibilities would be.
So we're going to work on that. I mean, that was kind of built some enthusiasm because you all of a sudden had more people that were interested in seeing where this could go, what could happen.
Oh, yes. And then they actually got to visually see the before and after in these communities. And they're like, why can't we do this in Boone? And we absolutely can do this in Boone.
One of the things Dee said, I think, after you first came back after the decision was made that Boone was not going to be in that group, started looking at projects and things to do. You said, we got to build our resume.
Yes, we do. That was one of our shortcomings.
And so that's what we've been doing that.
We've
got a lot of things that have been going
on. We've been doing stuff behind the scenes that we haven't come out with yet, but we're working on a lot of different things.
So building that. Part of it, one of the things you learned was that a lot of these other communities have been working on these kinds of things for some time?
Yes.
Community involvement's a big thing.
Big involvement. So we did an online survey.
Yes.
And you had over 300?
Over 350.
Okay. Response to that, participants. And I'm pretty excited about that because I think from what Jennifer Hansen had told me, had hoped for 100.
Yes.
So, good. There's an interest there then.
Yes.
All right. So tell me about this assessment. What's happening this week? We have these professionals that are coming to Boone, and what's going to be going on there? Who are they going to be meeting with? Why should they be interested in following along with this?
Because the community lives in this community, and it's all part of it. We're all part of this community, and what we have hand off to our kids after us. And this is we just need to do this to build our community back up.
Just get generated.
Pride in our community. Everybody can take pride in this community.
And in a variety of ways, and this is one of them, a big way to do it. All right, so tell me about these assessments that are going on. These people are coming to Boone. This is what they do. They are planners.
Yes, they are. So they are with Main Street, but they're also part of Iowa Economic Development. And so there's five of them. They'll arrive tomorrow. We're going to do a driving tour of the city, kind of look at important features and things. Then we're going to do a walking tour of downtown, up and down both sides and hit some of those side streets. Then after that, we're going to start doing interviews with different community groups. So almost every community group you can think of, whether it's people that live downtown, work downtown, own property downtown, people that have been in Boone for a long time, seniors, bankers, people that are involved in community organizations, high school students. We're trying to catch a little snippet of every aspect of our community, and these five individuals are going to talk to all of them and really try to give us a big picture of what's going on in our community, what's healthy, what's not, what are things we can improve on. And so this assessment isn't just for us that sit on this committee to make our Main Street application better next time. It's really for everybody who lives in our community. It's for the city to give the city some direction on where can you focus your efforts and your funding and things like that. So it's really a big picture of the overall health of our community.
So it ties in. It's more than just, it does focus and provide assistance for Main Street, but it gives you a much bigger encompassing view of your community.
This is something we've all learned being on this committee is we've really had to delve into our community and examine aspects of the community that we never even thought about before. So this has been real eye-opening for everyone on the committee. It's been very, very interesting.
So are there specific groups that they, you mentioned there's a lot of different variety of people, but do they set up specific times when they sit down and visit with these people? Mm-hmm. And can the general public come in, or is it all predetermined? Who wants to go with this? Susan?
The committees and their focus groups are already set, and the times are set, and it is not open to the public. But the public can come to the overview. Mm-hmm. On Friday at noon at City Hall, they will give us their findings and their suggestions and recommendations, what we're doing great, what we're not doing, maybe things that we need to work on.
Okay.
So that would be the time that everyone's invited, and we'll find out what's going on, what they think.
And
what
they don't get out without signing up.
We'd love you to help too, please.
You like to get more people involved and signed up.
We need the whole community to be involved.
We need to bring everybody.
That's the big thing. We need everybody
and
between.
There's a place for everybody in this project.
Yes.
The one thing in all along that I've seen and having watched Main Street communities for a while, but it is a public-private partnership. Mm-hmm. It's not just one group that can do it. It you got to build a coalition, a group, to be able to move forward on a lot of things. We watched just recently the effort over in Jefferson to restore the one building. 71 women got together to fund it. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yep.
We can do that.
Do that.
There are things that are here to do. From this, basically what I read on the press release was that Jamie sent me was kind of step back, take a look at what we had been working on and what we can fine-tune, what we can refine. Now, normally, assessments are done before your initial application, but that did not happen in our case. So we're kind of going back to square one here. Well, not really. We already have a pretty... We're well into it already.
We are.
We're adding more ammunition to our arsenal.
There you go.
To try and upgrade our application next year.
Okay. So from this, then we'll get the information. Then you're going to be able to sit down and start focusing on that. When do you start working on your next application?
We've actually already started working on our next application.
Okay.
This is part of it.
Building that resume.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's a big part of it. And what are you going to be focusing mostly just downtown? Because you said that this assessment evaluates all aspects of your community and your opportunities.
It does, but it focuses on the downtown. We have a Main Street district. We have boundaries of our particular Main Street district, and it's mostly downtown and historical interest and that kind of thing.
Okay.
But so the purpose of doing Main Street, right, isn't just to improve things for the people who live downtown or the business owners. the philosophy is that this is where our community kind of lives and focuses. So even if you live on the west side or the north side and you don't live downtown, what we're trying to do is make this community better for everyone. Mm-hmm. We can offer more things. There's reasons for more people to come downtown. They're bringing their money into our community. It's just one more way to help us grow our whole community, even though we're focused in the downtown district.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's and then once you do it, if you're successful, that you have to keep doing it because if you can't let it go. I mean, this is you want to get people on board, and it has to be self-sustaining. Mm-hmm. It has to continue to drive and thrive.
Yes. Yes.
So where do we do? Where are we going from this? Okay, first the assessment comes up. They come through and do this evaluation or get their information. And these people have all been in communities of different sizes here in the Midwest. This is what they do: plan for downtowns.
Yes.
We'll see what they come up with. And then again, Friday's the big day. So City Hall Auditorium. People are welcome to come for that.
Yes, it's open to the public from noon to about 1:30.
We are not serving any lunch, so okay. Brown bag it. Bring your own.
Okay. That's a long time, 12 to what? Could be a... And then they give you a written report on it as well.
Yes, we will get that sometime in the future.
Okay, so it won't all be here at one time, but I'm sure. They want a document. They document all their notes and stuff like this. Could be pretty interesting to see. I mean, are you interested in hearing, some of the ideas they have? Because here you're going to have face-to-face. Are these the same people that take a look at the applications as they come in?
Some of them are, yes. Okay, so we've met a handful of them when they evaluated our application and then came to Boone and kind of gave us our synopsis of how it went. So we've met several of these people before.
So, and these are the ones that can help you fine-tune it and say, you guys got some great things going. Here's some ideas that we have for you.
Yeah.
Generate those ideas.
We're looking forward to it.
You find out more about it. All right, so it's going on, and you're already in the process of doing your next application. Our Downtown Boone Committee is basically, you're working through the chamber, right, as I understand.
We're working, yes.
Yeah. So I remember Mike said, this has got to continue on. He was still here. By the way, he is around and still does.
On the committee.
He's still on the committee. Mm-hmm. And do you still have a lot of the base people that help put everything together? There seemed to be a lot of excitement from that group, and they all wanted to keep focused on this, too. Like, once you started doing it, working on that, I mean, did it generate its own enthusiasm the more you started looking into doing the Main Street application?
Yes, it's an iceberg.
We
think we're doing here a lot here, but there's so much more that we can be doing. So,
and the more people we talk to and get involved, the bigger it grows, and the more interest and commitment we get from them.
And
it's wonderful. Yes, ideas.
It's crazy.
Oh my gosh,
that's the big thing. So. All right, so we'll continue to work on this, keep going forward. They'll be here on Wednesday, start doing the interviews. You people will see them probably walking around.
Yes.
Smile.
Mm-hmm.
Wave.
Smile, wave.
Please, please.
Say hi.
Yes.
If they stop and ask you a question, answer.
Nicely.
I do the same thing all the time. I'm telling people, no, go here and turn here. And right over there.
Yeah.
And that's all you have to do is help them out. So this will be going on, and then Friday's the big day for the public. Welcome. Come fill up the auditorium. It'd be too bad if we had to limit
standing room only.
Standing room would be great.
Yes.
And I know you've got a lot of people that have expressed an interest. Not everybody's on your committee, but there are a lot of people that are following along and close and are willing to help. I know that I saw the number of people that showed up at your event on end of February. There was just a lot of people that wanted to find out more about what's going on and how to be successful.
Yep, we connected with a lot of people before our application. You know, do you want to give us your time, talent, treasures? And we had a lot of people sign up and pledge support for the program. So everybody is welcome to continue to do that throughout this process. So next application is May of 2024, but we're taking all the help that we can get starting now.
Okay. So a couple of things. First of all, we don't have an administrator like we found a lot of Main Streets. Somebody will end up being an administrator for this. It does take some dollars to get it going, and it is a commitment. We've had a number of people that have committed money to help support this. The city's got some commitment on it, and there could be others. Let's just put it that way. That I'm sure you're looking for more. If people want to find out about that, being part of the committee, or learning more about what's going on with this, what's a good way to do that? How do they proceed? Just go to the chamber, make contact there?
Contact Jennifer at the chamber. And it's, I don't really know her email address offhand.
Jennifer Hansen.
I got it.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Jennifer Hansen at Boone County.
At the chamber. You can go to the chamber website.
Yeah,
easy
the
enough.
Chamber website. Yeah.
Easy enough to do easy, that, easy. And they can make contact through that, because I'm pretty sure there's a link right there for it.
There is. Contact us or something.
We also have a Facebook page. It's called Downtown Boone. And so you can find out things that we're doing. You can find out information about this assessment, the public presentation, and other things that we'll be doing. You can message us through Facebook as well.
Okay. Pretty easy there. Yep. And again, that's the big thing is once we find out, continue to grow and build from there. So how much excitement is there, I mean, about going through this part of it, this assessment part? You guys have been involved with this for a while now. Is this just the next step in the process?
It sounded really easy.
Yeah. It sounded easy.
Somebody's going to come and look at it. Big deal. But there's a lot of planning, a lot of detail work behind this. So.
And it's a big step.
It's a
big step for our application.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of gives you really the focal points that you need to keep paying attention to. And I'm pretty sure they've already probably mentioned a couple of things you guys have already been doing that this is great. Keep it up. You get that. You'll get that, too. So
yep. Hope so.
That's what we're hoping for, anyway. Once again, the assessment is this week, and Friday is going to be the public presentation of it. The downtown, I know from the Downtown Resource Center, that's what they are affiliated with through Iowa Department of Economic Authority. But they'll be here. They'll be giving the presentation. People are welcome to come. Noon on Friday, City Hall Auditorium. If you need the handicap accessible entrance on the west side, elevators right inside the door. I look forward to it.
Please come see us. Listen, find out what we're doing. Volunteer, like you said. We need time, hands, and money. So anything you want to volunteer, we'll take.
Even if you can't make it and you want to volunteer and be a part of it.
Oh, yes.
Easily. Just be a part of the effort. And then help sustain.
That's going to be the big thing. Once we get it, sustainability is the next thing.
All right. We've been visiting Kelly Molitor. Kelly, you just keep working away at it.
We're on it.
When you started doing this, you learned, like Dee said, you learned a lot about it. So much of Main Street, you really don't see a lot. You see some of we're a Main Street, that's good, but there's a lot of work that goes into it, and a lot of people make it successful.
Yes, yes.
So the more that participate, the better we'll do.
Yes.
I want to thank you taking time to come and visit and let folks know what's coming up, and be a part, follow along, Facebook, go to the Chamber website if you have to. Downtown Boone is really, it's just, right, Downtown Boone for the Facebook page?
Yep.
I know, I went and borrowed your logo. So had to use that so people knew where we were going here. Anyway, we've got that, and come on out for that public presentation on Friday. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks
for
Jim.
Having us, Thanks, Jim.
Jim.